Okay, what is the connection between soup nuts? What? Oh, there's seeds floating around. There's more poppies. Soup nuts, and we're going to see in soup, and raisins and peanuts, which you're free to enjoy, and silverware, and cards. I had, and there's going to be more things. Oh, and games, pieces. These are all very important things. Aside from things that everybody finds in their household, right? You can't leave these. They're very easy to lose. Careful. Okay. Take these out. Good. Okay. What's the connection between all of them? All of them are subject to the halachas of borer. Borer. What is borer? Borer is sorting. Okay. And borer is one of the 39 malachas of Shabbos. And it's a very, very important thing to know about, because if you don't know about it, it's unbelievably easy to fall prey to the clutches of borer. It really is very, very easy. It's one of the easier things to do. If you'd ask me, Rabbi, you know, how could I do a malacha d'oraisa of cooking? It's very hard to over and d'oraisa if you're somewhat aware of Shabbos. You know, you're not going to be planting, you're not going to be plowing. But borer is something that involves the things that we do each and every day. And you have to know how to avoid what borer is, how it appears, and how to avoid the pitfalls of borer. Because, as you can see, I don't know how many of you play games, or eat peanuts and raisins, or set the table, or play cards on Shabbos. Or, I mean, we do all of the above, not every Shabbos, but you know, eventually we have all these things. And it's very, very easy to be subject, eat a fruit, like an orange or a grapefruit. The grapefruit is on its way. Or a melon. Well, all of these things are subject to the halachos of borer, which is sorting. And all of these things also can be done in a permissible way if you know how to do them. So again, you come to halachos class, the rabbi does tell you what not to do, but he also tells you how to do it. So that it's not that you can't do, but what's the proper way to do it in order to avoid the malacha of Shabbos. So first we do, as we did always, I need you to have a unique out, because in order to understand this Gemara, I find myself, I'm what I call a visual learner. It's honestly, I do this all the time on my own. Learn visually. When you learn visually, that means I like to chart it up. Page 2, not page 4. You're going to pull off page 1. You can pull it off. Right? And we're going to fill in this chart. Okay, we're going to fill in this chart together while we learn the Gemara. Okay, now the translation on the bottom, as I told you, comes from the Talmud website. So they hadn't translated the whole thing, so it's going to be missing some. So we're going to learn it all together. I didn't have a chance to put in the line numbers, so I would recommend that you do that as we go along. Anybody have a pen? If you have an extra pen, then you can pass it to somebody. Men usually don't carry pens around. I don't know why. Anybody? Okay. You got a pen. I could use one, actually. Cool. Okay. What I also ask you to do it here. I got one. I'd ask you to number the lines. So number the lines in Hebrew so that we can follow along together. 9, 10, 11. Page 1. Sorry. Hello. I have 14 lines in the first paragraph. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 22. I got 23 lines total. Okay. Another one? There you go, Aviva. No problem. Okay. I have 14 in the first paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
23 total.
In the first field,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We passed the first.
What happens in the Gemara is the following. In order to understand, you have to know a little bit of Gemara structure. What happens is there's a Tanaitic teaching. Gemara is the teachings in the times of the Amoraim. The Amoraim lived from a period of about the first century BCE. First century? To be from the year 70?
Second century CE,
all the way until about the 5th century. It's a period of almost 400 years. And in it, they have these teachings from their original rabbis, from the Tanaim. And what the Gemara does, all the Gemara is, hey, we're learning a Mishnah. Let's try to understand what that Mishnah says. We're learning a statement from the Tanaim, from those great rabbis from the period before us. And now we're going to have to try to understand it. So sometimes the Gemara will quote statements from outside sources that they don't know and try to understand it as such. Yes. Okay. In addition to our little display, we have soup nuts, games, and now, thank you, Aviva, we have a grapefruit. Okay. You'll say grapefruit. How is a grapefruit relevant for sorting?
Squeezing.
How?
No, it's the
C. It's the peel. Mm-hmm. It's also the C's, but it's also the peel. Okay. Are you taping? Or you need a sheet? You're staying. You're staying. Okay. Here's the sheet. We got a couple more. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. The rabbis learned. We have the following statement. Tanu Rabbanan. The rabbis learned. Line 1. Hayah lufanav mine ochlin. I have in front of me types of foods. Now, we're going to discuss what it means types. But here, clearly, I have two types of foods in front of me. I have peanuts and raisins. Okay? So the Gemara says, Borer v'ochel, one, Borer v'ochel, I can be Borer, separate, and eat. Two, Borer u'meniach, I can separate and place on the side. Meniach means to place. And three, V'lo yivor, but don't separate, V'im birer chayav chatash. And if you did separate, then you're chayav chatash. You violated the Doraisa, the Torah law of Borer. What's your problem? What's the problem?
It's first saying that you get and
then it says excellent, correct. So you have a statement. Obviously the Tanaim were not stupid, right? They know what they're talking about. So you have a statement which seems to be contradictory. So now remember, what does the Gemara do? It takes a Tanaitic statement. Now very often the Tanaim, they were all doing Torah Shabbat Peh. It was oral law. So in order to transmit oral law, they break it down, right? How are you going to remember it? Break it down, break it down, break it down. So they have these statements, and they know what they meant. Well, what's the problem? No, we don't know what they meant, right? Now, hundreds of years later, it's unclear what they meant, and we have to break it down and break it down and make sure that we understand exactly what it means. So now we have those three statements. If you look on the chart, okay, and you can write down the English on page 2. You can have both pages in front of you. Okay, you have these three statements. Borer v'ochel, it should be borer. Borer v'ochel means sort and eat. Okay, that's statement 1. Number 2, borer miniach, sort and save. Sort and place aside. And 3, don't sort, and if you did, you're chayav chatas. You're obligated to bring a korban chatas. You have violated the Torah law. Okay, so now as you notice, we're going to have 5 opinions about what those mean. Okay? Now the reason the chart is there is, as you fill in the chart, you'll see the Gemara is manageable. Without the chart, I find it a little bit overwhelming. And as you can well see, you can see that it gets overwhelming, because inside of each chart, then they all discuss what each one means, blah, blah, blah. We're not going to do that today. Okay. Borer u'meniach means you can separate and place on the side. You place down. Okay. So now, back on page 1. Amar, Mike Amar, so Gemara line 3 says, Mike Amar, I recommend taking them apart so you can hold them one next to each other, because you're going to be flipping up and back otherwise. That's the reason I was going to do two-sided copies, but I figured so you could pull them apart and put one next to the other, otherwise you'd be flipping up and back. Okay? Mike Amar, the Gemara says, what in the world is it saying? What's the Gemara's problem? They're saying that this is Schwartz's problem. What in the world is going on? How can you say one thing and then contradict at the same time? The Gemara says, Amar Ula. Ula said, Haki Kamar. This is what it means. Borev Ochel, you can separate and eat, Lebo Bayom, for that day. So under Ula, Borev Ochel means you can separate and eat on that day. Separate it. If I want to, I can separate peanuts and raisins out from one another, as long as I'm going to eat it on Shabbos.
Eat it or both?
What did you say?
On that day.
You have to
eat
both, or you just
eat
one?
No, both of them. Mm-hmm.
The one I don't want.
Okay.
Okay? Well, let's say one of them. It doesn't matter. Okay? Bora u'meniach, lebo bayom. Okay? I can also separate and put it aside, as long as I'm going to eat it on that day. So bora u'meniach u'la means that day. So both of those are that day. That day. Below Yivra, so what should it mean? Below Yivra, Ulamachar, line 4, the end of line 4. Ulamachar lo Yivra, but for tomorrow I can separate. Ve'im birer, chayv chatas. So, according to Ula, the Gemara, the Mishnah is saying, what am I allowed to do? Am I allowed to separate?
Yes,
for today, for Shabbos, but not for Sunday, not for Moshe Shabbos. Lo Yivra, someone says don't separate, that's for the next day.
That's a preparation for after Shabbos.
Right, for after Shabbos. Good. Bye.
So
well, hold on. This is Gemara. We're not done yet. We have to wait till we get to the end of the Gemara in order to see. Because it's very important for me, and I think it helps. It's important for me to show you the process. To understand that there's a process. You know, this isn't the end. We'd rather get to the end for yes questions. Okay. Line 5. Ma'akiv lo Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asked a question. Rav Chizda attacked. He said, V'chi mutar le'efot bo bayom? V'chi mutar levashel bo bayom? Hey, you're telling me borer is a malacha. You're telling me that separating is usher. So you're telling me, well, you're allowed, the Gemara is telling you that you're allowed to do it for today, just not allowed to do it for tomorrow. So what does that mean? I can cook for today? Last week we talked about all different reasons why you can't cook for today. It means I can bake for today, just not for tomorrow? So Rav Chisda says, Ula, that cannot be the answer. That's impossible. Rather, what's his answer? Line 7. Ela Amar Rav Chisda, Borer V'Ochel, Pachot Nikishiur. What does that mean? It's important to know. Less than the shear, a required amount. I personally, I don't know exactly how much the shear is, but in every halakha of Shabbos, let's say for example, in every halakha, if it's forbidden for me to eat this on Yom Kippur, right? But the halakha decides how much is eaten. So usually we say a kezias is the amount of eating. But if I do less than a substantial amount, I haven't violated the Torah principle. So he says, when the Gemara says, Borer v'Ochel, you're allowed to go ahead and separate, it means how much? It means less than a significant amount, less than this year. That's Rav Chisda.
What?
What you want to get rid of.
Okay.
You can get rid of less than this year. And also, Borer imeniach is also the same thing. What would he say? Borer imeniach, again, the end of line 8, Pacho mikashir, less than this year. And how much? What do you think low yibro is going to be, Steve?
More
than this year. Good. Vim bira, kashir, line 9. And if it's the amount, low yibro, vim bira, chayv chatas. Okay? The proper amount is, you can't do the proper amount, the right amount. He's saying that's what the rabbis were teaching us. I got a leafy jacket. I get one.
How much do you
do? What? How much is a shear of separating?
Yeah, how much is a shear?
I don't know. I didn't check. I don't remember. I could check, but I don't remember. Okay, next. Matzis la Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says what? Line 10. V'chi mutar le'afot pachot mikashir. You mean, am I allowed to bake less than a kezayit on Shabbos? What do you think?
Bake?
Yes. Can I put in my oven a small amount and let it make a tiny cookie on Shabbos?
No way.
All right. El Amar Rav Yosef, line 11. Borer v'ochel biyad. Now it gets more important. Borer v'ochel biyad. What does it mean that I can separate? Biyad means?
Right away?
No, biyad. With your hand. By hand. Correct. By hand. By hand. How else would you do it?
With a spoon, some kind of implement?
A knife.
Pouring it in?
Nah, don't think Shabbos. Think normal. Think I have a sack of rice. And in that rice, in that grain, I have rocks, little rocks. Let's say you live in Israel, right? Oh, a sifter. Right? Nobody sorts by hand. Why do we sort by hand? There's only one reason why we do.
You want to pick stones out from
lentils. Like you don't have a sifter.
No, because we are dealing with small amounts, and also we've been trained for Shabbos, as you'll soon see. Right? But if normal people, when they sift, how do they sift? Let's say you want to take impurities out of flour, right? How do you do it? You get a sifter. Nobody sifts with, you know, with the by hand. It's impossible. In Israel, they sift for one real reason. Why do they sift? Their flour?
Because
there are bugs in it.
Right.
You couldn't do it by hand. Right. So what is permitted? Biyad. So Rav Yossi says, Borer v'ochel, by hand. Borer imeniach, biyad. Line 12. Bikanon uvetamchoi lo birer, lo yivror. Kanon and tamchoi were unusual implements. Can anybody help me with the exact translation? Gene, you have any idea? Kanon and tamchoi were implements that were not necessarily normally used for borer. The imbirer, line 13, if you did, patzer aval asur. Here's where it's important though. Ubinafa uvekavra, with a sheave or a sifter, lo yivror. The imbirer chayev chatash. So the first two in Rav Yosef are by hand. So you're allowed to do it, says Rav Yosef, by hand. And the third one, you're not allowed to do it, and you violate if you do it with an implement, with a tool, a sifting tool. Somebody give me an example of a sifting tool you would use today to sift?
Well, it's called a sifter.
A sifter.
Yeah. What else? What else do you have in your kitchen?
A funnel.
A colander. Absolutely correct.
A colander. A funnel.
A funnel. A funnel?
Okay. Something bigger won't pass through.
It depends. A funnel usually people do to pour stuff in, though. Funnel is just so you don't lose any. What? An egg separator. Absolutely correct. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking of, anybody ever use these on Shabbos? A slotted spoon.
Yeah, so when you cook pasta, you
need a slotted. Why would you use a slotted spoon?
To leave the soup in and take the vegetables out.
That's right. To leave the soup in and take the vegetables out. That's why you use a slotted spoon. So, that would be an implement. No. That would be an implement that is a kli, a utensil, that is used specifically for sorting. Okay? You got to be aware of that. Next, line 15. Makif la Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asked, he said, hey, Mibei kanon v'tamchoy tani? Does it say these words? Does it say kanon and tamchoy that you're not allowed? It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Line 16. El Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Borer v'ochel. Here we go. What does it mean when it says Borer v'ochel? Ochel mitoch hapsolet. Ochel means the food, mitoch hapsolet, from the garbage. Okay? For example, I have rice. And I have rocks. What would be the ochel and what would be the psolet?
The rice would be the ochel, psolet would be
the rice would be the ochel and the psolet would be the rocks. Now, I have peanuts and raisins. What's ochel and what's psolet?
Those are what you don't like.
What's ochel and what's psolet?
What you don't like.
What you don't like is the psolet.
The ochel is what I want and the psolet is what I don't want. Okay, that's important to know. I have an Uno hand. What's ochel and what's psolet? Ochel and solet, food and garbage, and Uno?
The
drop board. The wild, if I want that wild, that's ochel. If I don't want it, it's solet. Right? It's not a matter of food or not food. That's just the Gemara's language, the term. Ochel and solet is simply what I want and what I don't want. If I'm white, the blacks are solet. If I want to take out the blacks, I'm taking out the blacks, right? That's what you do if you're white. You take out the blacks. That's normal. That's what people do. Yeah.
So you can't play rummy. You can't play rummy.
What's that? One second.
And you serve soup.
Yeah.
Okay. So it would give you...
Well, we're still in the Gemara.
Yeah. The taking out from the soup, they separate the liquid, and they're serving the liquid, and they're serving the vegetables separate.
Uh-huh.
You want both. They took out the vegetables to put on one plate, and to put out the soup.
We'll talk about it. There's a way of doing it in a permissible way. Again, it's how you do it. It's specifically how you do it. Okay, what do you want when you're taking it out?
What about people that are obsessive compulsive? They eat the peanuts first, and then the raisins, or the raisins...
So when you're taking it out, it's whatever you want.
Right.
It's whatever you want. Okay?
Whatever I hit first.
Right.
And that's
let's say, for example, I didn't take an example. Let's say these were M&Ms, right? Some people love the chocolate M&Ms. So what do? They take them out and save them to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? Is that what you want or is that what you don't want?
I don't care.
No, that's what you don't want. That's what you don't want. As long as you're saving it till later, that's what you don't want. Now, by the way, now that we're having this discussion, are you starting to see how pervasive borer can be?
But if it's on the
you can do it. No, we're going to see. We're going to do Gemara. Okay. We're going to see which ones were accepted. Not every version. But, oh, you'll see. We're learning the Gemara. Okay? Yes. Rosie, you had a question.
When most M&Ms are different colors. I've seen people pick out the different colors.
Right. It depends. So, I'm telling you, there's a way you can do it and a way you can't do it. But you have to be aware. The awareness is the key. Next.
So what is he saying for this one?
This one, he's saying the normal way, how does a person normally do borer? With an implement. This is Rav Yosef. With a kli. With a utensil. Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry. I apologize. So ochel mitoch solet. So borer v'ochel is permitted if you take the food, what you want, from what you don't want. Just think about how do they normally separate? What was the idea of separating? And when they had grain at the end, so what would you do? There was some grain you couldn't get out. So how do you do it? You had to sift it out. You had to pick it out. But you would remove the psolet, you would remove the bad from the good. So the unusual way of doing it is to take the good, what you want, from the bad. Okay? So you're allowed to. Borva ochel means, it's literally the term is ochel mitoch psolet. But in English, it's not food from garbage, it's what you want from what you don't.
Or take the good from the bad.
The good from the bad. But it isn't just good and bad.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's not good or bad. Is yellow better than red
right.
in Uno?
Right.
It all depends. You don't play Uno?
Yeah.
You don't play gin rummy?
Yeah.
Okay. Is what you want and what you don't want. Right? It's very hard to play cards like that.
Very, very hard.
Yeah, Aviva.
I'm so organized.
What about like going to a bag of pins and saying
anything you want to wear?
Excellent question. Okay. Same question. Where you have a mixture of items, and what some you want and some you don't want. So again, we're going to see. Let's just learn the terms first, and then we'll see what the halakha is. Okay. So then, the second one, bower and meniach, you have to put it aside. Okay, let me talk. Right.
So it's the same thing that you
can
put it aside?
Yes. And then, what are you not allowed to do? Sholet mitok ocha. What you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to take the sholet, the bad from the good. What you don't want from what you want. That's it from Nuna. The first two are the same, and the third one is sholet mitok ocha. Okay. Last one. Matif la'abaye, line 19. Mide ochel mitoch solet kitani. Does it say ochel mitoch solet? Ela amar abaye. Abaye said, Bower of ochel le'alter. You can be separate and eat. Le'alter means immediately. So I would write immediately. Bower of ochel means immediately.
You can do it if you're
going to
eat it immediately.
Right. Or, Bower umeniach le'alter. And you can also put it aside as long as you're going to use it immediately. And we're going to discuss what immediately means.
So what does the next one mean?
Immediate also.
Can you eat it 2 or 3 hours later?
That's not immediate, no. Well, we'll talk about what immediately means. We'll talk about it, okay? All right. V'im, one second. L'lubo bayom, but for later in the day, that's, but your question is, lo yivror. You're not allowed to. The im birer, and if you did, na'asak kiborer la'otsar. It's like you did it for a storehouse. Meaning, I have raisins and peanuts and raisins, so I'm allowed to do it for right away, immediately, but not for later on. I decide, later on I'm going to want my peanuts. So I want to take out. No, we'll see in a second. Different terms. Okay? The im birer, not la'otsar, but chaya chatas. So lo yivror, you're not allowed to do it for later on. The last bottom left is for later on. Okay? Amur Rabbana, the Gemara says, Amur Rabbana Tamei de Rava, Amur Lehu, he said, Shapa Amar Nachnein. He said, I like what Abaye said. Now, if you look at the arguments from the Gemara, objectively, I don't know what the halacha is, which arguments do you think are rejected, and which arguments are accepted? Actually, I'll take that back. It's too involved, it doesn't matter. Let's look at page two. Meaning, looking at the arguments in the Gemara, you could sort of figure out which ones hold water and which didn't. But it doesn't matter. We'll go to page two. You can tell me which ones the Rambam felt were okay. So now we have five positions. We have Ula, Rav Chisda, Rav Yosef, Rav Amnun, and Abaye. And I want you to tell me, looking at the Rambam, you'll tell me which ones were accepted lahalacha and which ones were not. Says the Rambam, Haborer ochel mitoch psolet. Okay? If you separated food from the chaff, Oshahayu lefan of shnei mine achlin. Okay, or you had two types of food, ubirer min acher, and you separated one from the other, binafe ubikivra chayav. Okay, so the first thing the Rambam says is if I have a mixture of good and bad, of like rice and rocks, or even if I have two things, if somehow I add a sifter, if I had a sifter for raisins and peanuts, somehow you could create a machine that did that. Probably wouldn't be so hard. And I did that on Shabbos, says the Rambam, Chayav Chatas. So who does the Rambam accept? Which position does he accept first? Which ones does he accept, number one? Looking at the top, anybody see it? No, the first one is Rav Yosef. Okay, the first distinction he makes is, if I use separation, if I do borer with a clean, with a utensil, chayav chatas. Okay, so Rav Hamnuna, you can put a little check on here. Rav Hamnuna is accepted. Rav Hamnuna, the Rambam Paskin play. Okay, you're not allowed to separate with a clean. Right, him. I said it. Sorry. Ravioli. No, it's only ravioli. He just uses the term ultimate tilt so that. You can't use a. Well, No, no, no. You can't use a sifter. A sifter. Fine. Your gimel. I bower sholet mitocha ochel. If I separated the bad from the good, the afilu biyardo achat, even with one hand, chayav. Who's that? Rav Luna. Check. Okay. Skip down. Skip down 1, 2, 3 lines to the haborer in the middle of the line. See where it says the haborer ochel? Okay. So now, what did I learn so far? I'm not allowed to do it in which way? I can't do it with a kli. I can't do it with
taking the bad
from the good. So now what's left? What else? So what could I do?
I
could take the good from the bad with my hand.
Oh, okay.
Right? With my hand, go from the bad. So but the Rambam says, Haborer ochel mitoch sobet biyado. If I take the good from the bad with my hand, ooh, I want a raisin. So I take the raisin, wonderful, with my hand. Lahanicho afilu lubo bayom. But I say, I'm not doing it for now. I'm going to have raisins later. I'm going to have a Shabbos party, and I'm putting it on the side for my Shabbos party. I put it for later on in the day. Na'ase kibora le'otzar v'chayav. Okay? So who is that like? Abaye. So, Abaye. So the Gemara accepts those last three opinions were all accepted l'halacha. Okay? And so this is what, we're going to see this, by the way, but this is what would be the answer, this is what the principle is. The bottom line is, in order to, if you're separating, there's three ways to violate the halacha of borer. One is with a utensil, whether you take the good from the bad or the bad from the good, with a specific utensil meant for separating, like a sifter. Okay, it doesn't matter if I want the bugs or I want the flour. Okay, so a kli with a kli is always forbidden with a utensil. The second one is taking the bad from the good. That's not allowed. And the third way is taking the good from the bad for later on. Let me give you an example of taking the good for bad for later on. I'm sitting Friday night. I have this mixture of silverware. It's Friday night. We just finished our meal. So what do I want to do?
Set the table for lunch.
I want to set the table for lunch tomorrow. Okay. So I say, I'm going to put a spoon down. Right. I'm going to put a knife here. I'm going to put a knife here. I'm taking the good from the bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why? Each one that I want,
it's all good.
It's all, no. Anytime I'm taking it, it's what I want. So I'm setting the table. Right? You saw, I'm doing good for the bad, right? That's okay. There's only one problem.
It's for later.
It's not miyad.
How much later is later?
So the time, how much is later? It has to be what's called samuch lase'uda, adjacent to the meal.
Okay.
Meaning what?
As soon as you're ready to make kiddush.
No, not right before. However long it takes you to prepare for the meal. So if you're having 20 guests. Oh, so very good. There you go. It's going to take you. You're having 20 guests. So you know I got to start at 9:30 in the morning. What?
A week.
Okay. Not that one. So you know I got to start at 9:30 in the morning. So starting at 9:30, that's me up. But it's just you and Chuck, and you know if I start at 9:30, it's going to be an hour and a half before it shows up. 2 hours, God only knows, right?
Depends on your sermon.
Depends on the sermon. Depends on Kiddush, right? So then, that wouldn't be miyad. You'd have to do it, as you know, in the time frame it would take you to prepare the meal. Okay? But it's all along the time frame it would take you to prepare the meal. So you see what I just showed you? The same action, the identical action, can either be permitted l'chachila, committed from the beginning, I can do it, no problem, or I violated the halacha, I violated your rights. So it's a frightening idea. You have to, you know, you have to be aware.
That's the same.
What? However long it takes you to prepare the meal.
So that's immediate.
What? Then you can't do it before you go to show. That's later on.
Wait a minute, does that mean
is that good? Oh, wait, Ravi, I hate to break this to you. There's another way to do it. Yeah, go ahead, Henry. We're going to see later on. There's another way to avoid this problem. Yeah. Wait, one second. What?
You better be.
There's a couple of ways to avoid the problem, actually. Yeah.
If you're not doing it for that particular study, you're just putting it out randomly. Like you're not seeing it, you're taking out.
You're still sorting.
Huh?
I mean, you're taking whatever comes up.
Whatever comes up, you put it in a place.
But you're still, wouldn't you consider that the act of sorting anyway?
Yes.
You're just taking whatever's on top. You're still sorting.
Now, what if they're all in the drawer? You know.
But we're going to come back to Henry's suggestions. Good question. What if they're all in the drawer? Right. So then you just place it. So, but Henry's asking a different question. What if I don't care what I get? I just take what's on top. I just take, and then whatever I get, oh, fork, put it over here. Can I do that? Good question. We'll come back to it.
Can I take a fistful of forks from the drawer?
Yes, absolutely.
It's a separator already.
Oh, they're already separated. Yes. One thing that happens to us very often, this might happen to you. Very often, we won't have unloaded the dishwasher from during the week. Anybody else have that happen? Right? Very often, this happens all the time. Right? You didn't unload the dishwasher from the week. So you open the dishwasher to put all your dishes in, you know, all the dirty ones for Shabbos. And you notice you have a stack. You can't separate them. You can't sort them. You can't. There's no way. What?
Clean ones?
Yeah, clean ones are sitting in your dishwasher. So what do? You can't. You have to dump them the way they are. You just dump them in the drawer. There is a way to get around it, but it's a tricky one.
What if you're...
Oh, they're dropping there anyway.
Friday night, you're drying the silverware.
Yeah.
And you don't need it. You're drying the silverware Friday night.
Yeah.
So how do you...
You don't need it for what?
No, you're going to use it the next day.
Right.
And you're not setting the table yet.
We so ruined that pile that Henry was just on.
Why are you drying it?
You wouldn't be able to dry them.
I don't understand.
No,
she's using it tomorrow. She's using it tomorrow.
You can use them for the next day.
I don't understand.
This is the next day.
No. That's not Boulder. That's not Boulder. I don't understand. Why are you drying dishes anyway? You just let them drip and they dry by themselves.
Excuse me, air drying is better.
No. I'm saying that because I'm lazy. Why would you dry dishes?
What if you had 20 dishes?
Okay.
Okay, so when you take them out, you take out one fork inside, can you put one fork in the drawer? I mean, is that considered...
I think that would be okay. No, I don't think so, because I think Henry's idea was fine. As long as I take one at a time. Right? I didn't care what I get. Right? So I end up separating a mixture, but I'm not sorting it because I'm taking one at a time. I'm not taking all honey coke soda. I'm accepting whatever comes from the top of the pile. Hey, that's one way of doing it. We're going to see the other way of doing it.
Let's go on with this. And use it for that night?
What do you mean?
From
Shabbos to Shabbos.
Correct.
Okay.
We empty our dishwasher Friday night. It
okay.
Puts in there for Friday night. Can I take that pile?
Oh, then you could do exactly that. But then you could do Ochel Mitoch Sola. You could do right then before the meal.
Oh, sorry, before the meal.
Right before the meal. As long as you're before the meal. That's a very important point. Yeah.
What if I start?
Hold on, one at a time, Aviva.
Is there a problem with
the
after we eat, right? When the silverware is already dirty, you put it all in the dishwasher. You have to
Why are you sorting in the dishwasher? No, no problem dumping in the dishwasher. Yes.
Okay, what if we do what Henry does? I take it top.
Yeah.
Can I put it over here and take the next one and put it over here because it's a knife?
I think so. I think that's not sorting. The act of sorting is the act of removing something from a mixture. Okay, in an intentional way. But here you're not removing from mixture. You're taking whatever you get on the top, and then you're placing.
Say, I need a knife. I need a fork.
I'm pretty sure. I'm almost sure positive. But I have to recheck that. But I'm pretty sure that you can do that. Because you're taking from the top of a pile, and you're sticking it. I have to check. I'm going to...
Taking from the silverware, where it's sorted already, that's no problem.
That's no problem. It's sorted already. There's also another... there's an easy way out of that
situation.
Only
on Friday night.
No, it's
easy way out.
The easy way out is... I have a mixture, right? The reason why it's forbidden is because it's a mixture. Mm-hmm. How do I avoid that problem?
Right? If you go in with the intent
right?
of not showing...
Oh, I don't know. Is this a mixed knife? This is my knife. It's whole by itself.
Pick up
some
of it.
Right?
Wrong.
Pick up
some.
Right?
Now that is a... Before you put the dishes out.
That would be a good
thing. You give them to your baby to play with.
Now, remember, by the way, the reason this is easy. The reason this is easy is because it's silverware, right? It wouldn't be so easy with peanuts and raisins. You know, it's only practical because you're dealing with big, large items. The larger the item, the easier it is. But when the M's get smaller, it's really not feasible to do that. You know,
what do you do with your watermelon?
What else is watermelon, yeah? What about watermelon?
Bi-sheelish.
Okay. So that's a Rambam. So again, so we have the three principles. And if you see the Mishnah Berurah, start on the center page three, please. The Mishnah Berurah, actually, he has a very, very compelling introduction. So we're going to read it together. Again, you can just put the lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Now it's Maya.
Yeah,
really.
Listen, take what you could get, okay?
Here you go, Henry.
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah, right. Hine, behold, HaBorer hu echad milametet avot melachos shel Shabbos. Borer is one of the 39 avos melachos, the 39 principal melachos. V'chayavin alea gam ken chatat b'shogei. The punishment for it is a chatat offering if you do it by accident. U'mita b'mezid. Right? Now, there you can translate that. Capital offense. It's a capital offense if you do it on purpose. The end of line one. U'ba'avonotenu harabim, in our great sinfulness, harbein ashim nichshalim b'isher borer. People fall prey to the violation of borer. One can well imagine why. Right? Because it is so pervasive in almost everything that we do. The alkein, ere levar'er ota be'ezer Hashem b'chol program. I'm going to explain it in all of its details. I'm going to give you a short introduction. Mine's to be the beginning. You don't violate the Isher Borer, the prohibition of Borer from the Torah, in one of three ways, except for one of three ways. Then it's the same way of doing Borer the way you would do it on the weekday. So there are three ways in order to violate Borer. One, Aleph. Okay? Solet mitoch ha'ochel means what you don't want from what you want. You're not allowed to do that. Line 4. Afilu borer biyado b'da'ato l'achol miyad gam ken chayat. Even if I'm doing it with my hand immediately, if I don't want peanuts and I start taking out peanuts on Shabbos, even if I'm going to eat the raisins right away, that's still not allowed. What's another example of that? Why would you... What? Oh, I'll give you another example. What happens if I'm serving grapes and a couple of the grapes are not nice? So what is our natural instinct to do? Pull out those, like, you know, those brown grapes, a couple of 2-3 brown grapes. Am I allowed to do that? Right? What happens if I'm getting my dessert ready and I'm pulling the grapes off of the stem? Because I just want to have only grapes. I don't want to have the grapes and the stem together. If I'm doing it for later on, if I'm preparing the dessert for later on, you're not allowed to do that. Right? Simple, simple things. Just basic things that people, it happens to them all the time. So you have to just be aware. Is this a mixture? Am I doing it for right now? Am I doing it with my hand? Yeah, Mary, another question.
Yeah. Like an apple.
Yeah.
There's a brown spot on the apple.
Uh-huh.
You start to eat, you can't take that brown spot.
We'll talk about it, okay? We'll talk about it. When are we going to talk about this? When? Right now!
Removing the grape from the stem, is that borer or is that something else?
Absolutely borer. No, that's borer. You're taking something that's mixed. Remember, the Rambam said either an item that's mixed together or two items, two separate items that are together.
Attached together.
Even if they're attached.
Is that the separate malafu?
No. That's considered, that we'll see in a second. I'll show you in a second. Yeah.
Since not everybody's here,
yeah.
Let's say someone else does do that.
No, it doesn't violate. It doesn't make you usher to eat.
Okay, yeah. It does the cooking, I know. Correct. But not with.
Because the cooking was subject to Gzeira of Kazah, the Rabbanim made Gzeira, because it was something that was so prevalent that people would do on purpose, in a sense, that we said if you did it on purpose, or even if you did it by accident under some circumstances, then you wouldn't be able to eat it. But usually it was if you did it on purpose.
Okay, I remember we had this conversation that I was at someone's house, and I may have had it with Rena, but I was eating at someone's house, and they took food out of the oven on Shabbos.
Right.
And
took food out of the oven. That was okay.
Out of the oven on Shabbos day that they had put in.
Correct. That's a big problem.
They didn't know what to do.
I was once somewhere where that happened.
So was I.
Yeah, and I ate the cold food, and they wondered, why don't you eat this, and why don't you eat that?
And
right.
Rena told me that what I could do is just wait till it cooled off.
Correct. Until it's, right, because that's only the the heating process. But again, yeah, this is not subject to that. No, this is not subject to that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The reason with the grates, you said you're not going to take the grates off the.
Not for later on. You're sure you're allowed to when you're going to eat it. Remember, that's in the eye. Right. But let's say I want to have grapes for the whole Shabbos. People often do that. They're washing the grapes. You do that all the time. I wash the grapes. So some people, they take them off the stem. But your act of taking it off the stem is an act of separation. You're separating the stem from the grapes. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Right? The stem you don't want, from the grapes you do want. So you'll say, well, I'm taking the grapes from the stem, what I want from what I don't want. That's only permitted when? Miyad, right? Immediately before you're going to eat it.
I want to just check the time, because like last Shabbos we did the grapes. For the kiddush.
Right.
What was the time element that we were
when did you do it? Was there a break in the middle?
Okay.
So I think that would be an issue. That probably would be an issue.
So could we have finished before?
No, I think you have to.
You have to save
the grapes. If you were going to separate, why can't you just serve the grapes as is?
They want. I don't know when they prepared the mixture of fruits, because it was all going in a bowl.
Excellent example. So the answer would be no. You'd have to wait until that meeting.
That would have to be a lesson.
Well, you're asking me because the whole thing. No, it's amach la'achila, the meal. It's right next to the meal. If you're going to have a speech before the meal, it's hard to really say that since you want to hear the speech, to my mind, it's hard to say that would be adjacent to the meal. You're taking a break in between. Let's say I was taking a walk. You wouldn't be able to go and say, well, since I'm taking a walk, therefore it's considered samach. It really would have to be samach. Well, so the other option would be you could just leave the stuff on and, and you could separate it even so by leaving the stuff
on.
So
we would not have been able to finish before.
Will you not have been able to separate those grapes?
The goal was really to try to finish the whole thing.
All I'm saying is you cut off to leave the stems on. If you leave the stems on, you could finish.
I know it was like a fruit salad, so you couldn't have the stems off. People were going to take, I didn't say for the kids, people were taking a spoonful and couldn't.
Oh, no, you could not have finished that before. So right, you would have had to come back. Correct, that would have been done
so
at
the
end.
So what's considered last step? There was still so much that had to get ready. There were like 4 or 5 bags of grapes that we had to separate.
As long the length of time it would take you to prepare those grapes before you wanted to serve them. Or so either you have the option of doing it before Shabbos. So again, that's an excellent question. You have to know, I want to separate these grapes, so either do it before Shabbos.
Yes.
Correct. Exactly. It's an excellent point. Okay, so you see it comes up without even realizing it. Yeah, Viva.
I have a question.
Absolutely. And Aviva brings up a good point, because that's another way of getting around Borer, as we'll see. So we said, number one, how come you talk to it? End of line 4. Bet. See what says the bet on the end of line 4? Imu Borer Bekli Shederech Libra Bak. If you separate with a kli, as we saw, like as you normally do, chayav, you're chayav, afilu hu borer ochel mi hapsholet. Even if you borer ochel mi hapsholet, v'dato le'achol miyad, and you're going to do it right away. What's a good example? Some people make tea with actual leaves. Mm-hmm. So when you dig tea with actual leaves, tea. What? Loose tea. Right? How do you pour it?
Through a sieve.
Through a sieve. Right? Through a strainer. Right, so your act of pouring it is what's it doing? It's sifting it. It's really there's no bigger sifter than that. There's no way of sifting more than that. So you have to be aware that you really can't do that. Another example that they do in Israel often, and I think actually what? No, because the tea bag is a contained entity. The water is flowing through the tea bag, but it's a contained entity. Why not? So some say that you have to do it in such a way where you're not dripping out every last drip of water. The answer is yes. The answer is you could, but just don't do it to squeeze out the water. Yeah, just do it quickly. Or some people I've seen, they do it with a spoon. As we're going to see, one of the big ways of avoiding Borer is if you take out some of the stuff you do want as well.
Oh.
That's a very simple way of doing it, because then you're not separating, because mm-hmm. you're taking out part of the mixture. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, right. Okay, as we'll soon see. Number 3, where's Gimel? Okay, look at line 8, skip to line 8. Gimel, afilu im hu barer ocha mitzal chapsola ubiyado. Even if you're doing what you should do, good from the bad, and with your hand, ach shedato leachol leachar zman chayav. If you're going to do it for later on, then you're chayav. Okay? So now if you look down very clearly, the three conditions of Bora, source number 5, from the 39 Malachos by Rabbi Ribia. Sorting of selecting is permitted when three conditions are fulfilled simultaneously. Note, it is absolutely essential that all three conditions be present. One, biyad, by hand. Miyad, Three, miyad, immediate use. And two, ochel mitoch psolet. You have to, a desired object must be selected from the undesired object. So he gave an example. This can be illustrated with the example of almonds and raisins, or peanuts and raisins, as you want. One, biyad. You remove the raisins by hand. I want the raisins, I take them out by hand. Okay? Ocha mitoch psolet. I remove the raisins that I want from the almonds that I don't want. What if I wanted almonds? It would be the other way around. It all depends on what you want. Three, miyad, immediately. So you must intend to eat all of the selected raisins immediately after removing them, and may not select more than is needed presently. You can't step in and say, oh, I'll eat whatever I eat, and then I'll save the rest for later. Yes, Aviva.
I'm sorry, a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
Peeling off.
Let's see, we'll talk about it in a second, okay? What about?
Some people like you, some people don't like you.
Excellent question, again. Okay.
Now you're separating them for kids. And there's another question. Let's say you have the raisins and the nuts. I particularly like nuts better than raisins, but I'm separating from my child who's not allowed to eat any nuts.
Yeah, right.
What do I do?
Yeah, right.
So what, I don't understand. You're separating for both at the same time?
Am I allowed to separate the raisins for the kids, but I like the nuts?
No, if you're separating for your child raisins, that's what you want at that time.
You're taking the good from the
right. It doesn't matter what you particularly want, what you like. It matters what you want at that specific time. Well, you didn't get any anyway.
Okay. So you eat the leftovers.
What do you mean?
You separate the raisins for your kids.
Yeah.
The almonds are left, or the nuts.
Yes. Yeah, sure. Meaning, yeah.
But I have to eat the raisins first.
No, your kid. You're giving the raisins to your kid.
Okay.
Right? If you take it for your kid and you eat the raisins, that's not good. Yes.
If you make a quick show right before lunch, and there's leftovers,
right,
you eat it later in the day.
Sure. I mean, you're making for the meal, whatever you think you need for the meal. As long as you're intentionally making fruit salad depends how you're making it anyway, but as long as you're intentionally doing it extra for later. You know, you're doing it for the meal itself.
But Yantif is different.
Yantif is different also. Right, Yantif is totally different. We're talking about only on Shabbos. Now, why did I bring up the grapefruit? Thank you, Aviva, for bringing your grapefruit. So that's page 2. How am I doing time-wise? All right, running out of time. Isn't it always that way? Okay. What? Who's writing them down? I don't remember. What question? Okay. Yeah, thank you. Oh, by the way, these shiurim are now available on the internet. If you want to download them. I'm working on it. We're getting there. Thank you to Steve Thompson for the website. Did you notice that I put it up there, or you didn't even notice? You did. Okay? So the address right now is www.spalter.net. Okay?
So I can put a link to that.
Yes.
From the way I
hope. Well, you want to click, right. You want to click on, go to / Rabbi Spalter. It's under the Rabbi Spalter directory. And you'll see, you can download these sheets, and then you can listen to the tape. You can listen to the shear while you follow the sheets. So anywhere in the world. So if you're caught in Bangladesh and you don't remember how to do Boer, you go to Rabbi Spalter. Hopefully tomorrow I'll
not
have
the
not on Shabbos.
You should put that.
That's actually permitted. www.spalter.net, and you'll click on Rabbi Spalter, and you'll see there's a Rabbi Spalter, and under there you'll see the Shirim. Did you look at it? You didn't look at it. As you'll see, it's / Rabbi Spalter, I think. Rabbi_Spalter, I think. I don't remember. It takes time. Rina's is going up when I do her page. I'm just there. Hers is going up too.
.htm.
What?
that HTM?
No. It doesn't matter. You know, it just goes.
No, I want to put a link.
No.
Okay.
So should I put HTM after?
No, you don't have to.
Let's deal with the
grapefruit. Okay, sorry, the grapefruit. Says the, look at the right-hand side on the bottom. Hilgos Rabbisim in Shim Chaf Aleph. I only gave you the part that was necessary. Says the Mechaber, says the Ramah, Rabosha Isolis. Asur v'klof shumim u'bitzalim kishakolef lehaniach. You're not allowed to peel onions or garlic when you're peeling them for later on, lehaniach, later on. Aval le'achol out there, but to eat it immediately, sharei, is permitted. Okay, why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pei Gimel. See, the Mishnah Berurah was written by the Chafetz Chaim. Just for historical information, the Shulchan Aruch was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo. We're now reading a section from the Ramah, of the glosses of Rav Moshe Isserles, okay, who is the Ashkenazi tradition. And the reason why this is the Ramah is, because if you look at the Ramah doesn't say anything about peeling. It just doesn't. So the Ramah added it in, it was part of the Ashkenazic tradition. So the why, look at Pei Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah was written by the Chafetz Chaim, whose name was Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, and he lived in Radin in the early 1900s, late 1800s. So he writes, why? Miklof Mishum Boer. Healing is forbidden because of Boer. Ukashem Shib Boer, Mikilinan Le'el Kashaber Boer Ochamitok Solet Usamak Lesuda, Kenhu Hadin Hazer. Just like I said, I can take out my raisins if I want to eat the raisins right away. So too, I'm making my fruit salad. I can peel the fruit salad. I can peel this this grapefruit from my fruit salad, but only shamach l'seuda. Actually, now that I think about it, I've fallen prey to that also. Right? You're making fruit salad. You can't make fruit salad on Friday night in order to eat it on Shabbos day unless you're not doing any peeling, because you're not allowed to do boer unless it's for immediate use, not for later on.
So a hard-boiled egg for immediate use.
Correct. You can same idea. That answers your question also, Aviva, about the insides, right? You only want the outside, right? So you're taking the outside off. The outside is easy. When you only want the whites, it's very easy because it's right in front of you. The trick is, what if you don't want the yolk? And then you'd have other problems.
Can I make a fruit salad Friday night for Shabbos?
No, as long as you're not peeling anything.
But if you take the watermelon, you're taking off the rind from the stools.
The watermelon is a little different because when you cut it, you're cutting it, and then you're scooping out, you're cutting out the inside. You understand what I'm saying? Again, that's a good question. It's ochel, so that is correct. Yeah. Same idea with watermelon. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah,
right. Right. Yeah.
You're not going to peel, let's say, your eggs for lunch. You can't peel them once you peel them at the same time. Don't you think that's peel later? Can't peel them all one time.
Right, that's correct. Yes.
One of the ways around it, like, say you're making a fruit salad, you want to do Friday night. If you make this fruit salad Friday night, eat some of it.
I think you're cheating. Again, remember what he said. You can only do the amount that you're going to eat for that at that time. Right, you know that you're going to eat some. It's not like this. You're thinking of on Yantif. How much can I cook? She says, as long as somebody might show up, you can cook the whole time. That's not the halacha here. Okay, you have to make the fruit salad. Yeah.
Strongly peeling or taking out the back part from the dough.
Excellent question. Amir has an extra question. How come it works? How come you're allowed to peel? Aren't you taking the tzara and the tocha ocha? So Amir, we're going to have to answer that question next week, so we'll continue with Borer, we're going to continue with Halacha. You'll see, I'm going to remind you, but you'll see, on the last page, I gave some examples of forbidden ways. We're going to list a forbidden way, and then there's also a permissible way. And I want you to, during the week, see if you notice some of the other ways of mixture, some of the other possibilities, so we'll add in others in the chart. So I'll ask you to do, everybody has their own charts. Please hold on to your sheets and bring them back next week, and we'll continue with Borer. And if there's another topic somebody wants, I'll look at either the list or if there's other issues that you want to discuss, I'll be happy to field them anytime you want. Anybody wants the peanuts and raisins?
No?